Our next guest brings two of Wisconsin's historical lighthouses to life by reenacting the daily lives of two lighthouse keepers at the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights and Eagle Bluff Lighthouse in Peninsula Park.
Ed Miller portrays those lighthouse keepers. He's also the chair of the Ridges Lighthouse Committee, which restored one of the lights at Bailey's Harbor and is currently raising funds to restore another light there. You can find pictures and info linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Ed, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, what, first of all, got you so interested in Wisconsin's lighthouses?
Well, we have the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights, where I'm a volunteer. And about 3 years ago, I was a coordinator for a complete restoration we did on the lower range lights. And what really got me going, I grew up in Milwaukee, close to Lake Park, and we had North Point Lighthouse there, and it just fascinated me. And after working on the restoration of the lower range lights, I got hooked on lighthouses.
And what got you into appearing not just as a volunteer at lighthouses, but in character as a lighthouse keeper? Two different lighthouse keepers, actually.
Well, we had an event at the Ridges called the Ridges Natural Christmas in December of 2013, and we had people coming through on tours for the range light at that time, and I thought, wouldn't it be neat to appear in a uniform of the lighthouse service, have somebody appear as that? And in May of that year, before we had the Door County Lighthouse Festival, I got myself a reproduction of a United States Lighthouse Service uniform.
And you appeared at Bailey's Harbor as Henry Gaddy, I think, was the lighthouse keeper. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, Henry was an interesting fellow, and he was the last keeper at the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights. He served there for 27 years, as long as all the other keepers combined.
Wow.
And Henry was born in Belgium, and he came here as an eligible bachelor, and I guess that's what makes him kind of fascinating to play, because all the girls in Bailey's Harbor were after him because he had a good federal job, and he married Eve Henrich in 1901 and supposedly broke a lot of ladies' hearts at the time.
So all the women were disappointed when Henry got married?
They were, and it's rather interesting, too, because the other keeper I portray is William Duclan at the Eagle Bluff Lighthouse, and they had seven sons, and those sons had a band that they played in. And there's an article in the Door County Advocate Archives that said the Duclan Brothers Band played at Henry and Eve's wedding. They played well into the early morning hours, and people had such a good time, they wanted Henry and Eve to get married once a month.
So the lighthouse keepers, I would think of that as a really solitary position, isolated from people. It sounds like they were actually big parts of their communities.
They were at both Eagle Bluff and at the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights. They were close. Eagle Bluff was close to Fish Creek, and Ephraim and Bailey's Harbor was just north of the town. So they were very active social places, very much unlike a keeper that would have lived out on an island. People visited all the time.
What would daily life have been like for Henry Gaddy as far as what he was actually doing on the job?
What he was doing on the job, the primary requirement was that the lights had to be burning at all times at night. And when Henry was the keeper, they used kerosene as a fuel in the lamps. Range lights come in pairs. It's actually like taking care of two lighthouses. So kerosene would burn about 6 hours a fill, so he had to keep those lights lit all through the night. In the daytime, he had the lighthouse instructions. The keepers said that the lantern room windows and the Fresnel lens had to be clean and shining by 10 o'clock the following morning.
How important were these lighthouses for shipping in the Great Lakes back then? In this age of GPS, I think maybe we forget how hard it might have been to navigate.
Well, it was. At the time when the range lights were built, Bailey's Harbor was one of the major ports on Lake Michigan. Cana Island was the coastal lighthouse that got people into the area, and the range lights got ships safely into Bailey's Harbor, where they could get over to the piers. The first lighthouse that was built in Bailey's Harbor in 1852 was probably put in the wrong place, because as ships would approach it and come across, they would start hitting the sandbars and shoals, so it maybe caused more shipwrecks than it should have.
We're talking to Ed Miller about the lighthouses of Wisconsin. He's a volunteer at a couple of our lighthouses around the state, portrays some of the original lighthouse keepers. Ed, you were just talking some about the earlier history of the Bailey's Harbor Range lights. Can you talk about when it shut down and then the restoration efforts that take us into the modern day?
Well, the Coast Guard decommissioned the lights in 1969. Roy Lucas was the first employee of the Ridges Sanctuary, where the lights, the Ridges Sanctuary are the caretakers of the Bailey's Harbor Range lights. And Roy lived in the range light house, the upper light. He came home one day and found that the Coast Guard was there and decommissioned. They took the Fresnel lenses out. So after we restored the lower range light, we thought, why can't we have them all the time? So we talked with the Coast Guard, and they said, sure you can. You can be a private aid to navigation. So we turned them on in June of last year, and they've been lit ever since. We're back on the lighthouse list in the navigation charts.
So this isn't just of historical interest. You're actually serving as a navigation point now.
We are. And people still tend to use those lighthouses to know where they are.
Now, what's the next step for restoration at the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights?
Well, the next step is the upper range light used to be the administrative offices for Ridges Sanctuary staff. The Ridges, we built a new nature center last year. Staff moved out of the range light, so now the range light is vacant. Actually, we have tours going on this year. We're at the beginning stages of a restoration process to actually take the range lights and furnish it back in the time when Henry Gaddi was the lighthouse keeper around the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s.
So Henry, if I'm doing the math right, Henry, you said started in the early 1900s. It was decommissioned in 1969. Was there a period where it was automated or mechanized?
Actually, it was automated. That's why Henry had, he was transferred to Cana Island when it was automated. They used acetylene gas to automate it. They had a device called the sun valve that would turn the lights on and off. It stayed with acetylene until about 1930 when the electricity went in, still automated. And what happened at that point is the Bailey's Harbor Lutheran Church rented the range light from the lighthouse service and used it as their parsonage. Their ministers and families lived there, three different families from 1930 to around 1955.
So they're trying to spread the light in more ways than one, I guess.
Well, they sure were, and actually they were probably one of the only ministers that were also lighthouse keepers, because if the bulbs burned out, they were responsible for changing the bulbs.
Now, if we go on a tour of the lighthouses that you work at, that you perform at in a way as lighthouse keepers, what kind of things can we see today?
Well, we'll talk about Eagle Bluff Lighthouse first. It's the only lighthouse on the mainland of Door County that is fully furnished. It's furnished as it was in the time when William Duclon, his wife Julia, and their seven sons lived there. The Bailey's Harbor Range Light, we're at the beginning stages of restoration. We have pictures on the wall of the history of that lighthouse, and people can climb up to the lantern room and look out the lantern room and see the great view down the boardwalk towards the lower range light and Lake Michigan out and beyond.
When you're not at Eagle Bluff or at the range lights, do you tour other lighthouses around the Great Lakes?
I spent so much time working on this. But there are a lot of other lighthouses that I would like to tour and see. I mean, I've seen Port Washington because it's on the way when I go down to Milwaukee every once in a while. And actually, we had a great tour with our preservation architect. She's working on the restoration of the Kewaunee Pierhead Light, and that was really fascinating.
So for people who haven't checked out any of these lighthouses, can you share your enthusiasm? Some make the case that, hey, these are worth checking out.
They are worth checking out. Actually, if people don't want to drive to them themselves, the Door County Trolley Company has lighthouse tours where you go to the Door County Trolley Station at Egg Harbor. They'll take you to Eagle Bluff Lighthouse. They come over to the range lights. They show people where the old Bailey's Harbor Birdcage Lighthouse is. They have lunch, and they go out to Cana Island Lighthouse. It's just a very pleasant way of spending the day, and there are times when I will be at either Eagle Bluff or the Bailey's Harbor Range Lights to greet them as the lighthouse keeper.
And when you are, as we wrap up, Ed, when you are one of the lighthouse keepers, what's one of the most common questions that people have for you?
Where did you get that uniform from?
Where did you get? I would have no idea where to get a lighthouse keeper's uniform.
Well, there's the a place out in Massachusetts, Kenrick A. Claflin and Company, Lighthouse Antiquities. He has reproduction lighthouse uniforms, so I got the cap and the emblems from him, and the coat itself came from a uniform company in Indiana.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ed, for spending time with us today.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Ed Miller. You can see pictures and get info about the Range Lights restoration effort. We have links on the Central Time Facebook page.